Hello there, Stu.
Hello, Dina.
How are you doing?
Excellent.
Good. Let's get a little update on you since we last spoke. This newfound freedom of yours and perhaps pursuit of a new career.
Newfound freedom. You've always spun it all these years.
It's one of my strengths.
I'm so free right now.
Yeah, a little too free, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you need to be more expensive, don't you?
Exactly. Exactly.
Have you been exploring any new possibilities on the career front other than in radio and broadcasting and things like that?
I'm talking to some friends of mine in the car sales field.
Oh, well, see, you would be great there because of the people interaction.
Yeah.
You would love that.
Well, you know, the funny thing that I learned, and you could never have convinced me until I started really exploring this because, you know, it's like, I don't want to go sell cars. But I found something out. In fact, a good friend of mine said it specifically. He said, if you think you have to lie, cheat, and steal in the car business, he goes, you can. You absolutely can. He says, but you shouldn't.
Right.
And in fact, if you do, you kind of suck at it.
Yes.
And I was freaked out. I'm like, no, that's what he goes, nah.
It's not like that. It's not like it used to be.
Well, because if I do this, and I might do this.
Great.
Okay. And so if I do this, I always like was terrified because I don't want to become that guy.
Well, just so you know, I have another former radio friend, coworker, who's been doing this in Northern California now, selling cars for a number of years, and first was in insurance and now auto sales, and is thriving. So I think it has
thriving is good.
Has a lot to do with the individual.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, this one guy I talked to yesterday, and we had a long interview too, and he said, he asked me if I had the killer instinct, and I'm like, I don't know. Do you think I have the killer instinct?
I don't know, Stu. I mean, honestly,
I told him, I'm like,
I think
I
you're a little too nice.
Yeah, that's what he said.
You could be too nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not like me, whereas I could go in and do that without any problem.
Okay, so Dina's going to be selling cars next year.
No, not necessarily. But I am liking this time of year.
Oh, I love it.
You know, the weather is getting cooler here. Driving around with the windows down in Arizona in the middle of October is really spectacular. I'm noticing as I was coming over today that some of your neighbors have their Halloween decorations up.
Oh, yeah.
And so for me, this is the season of dots.
Did you see the one with the graveyard down the street?
I did.
Oh, I love it.
I'm all about the dots, though, now. This is about the only time of year I get to have the candy. It is. You know what? I love that it's Halloween, but only because I get more dots. Lauren just bought me a whole bag of little dots. He's so great.
What is the allure?
I don't know. It's one of my favorite non-chocolate candy.
Let's talk Crackle versus Crunch, okay, which in my
both
mind.
Both good.
For some reason, I've always been partial to Crackle.
Okay.
And
a
what
traditional
else?
Halloween candy from growing up, I would say, because we used to get those bag of Hershey's miniatures. They were the Mr. Good Bars, the Crackles, the little mini Hershey's. You loved those. I mean, when I saw my mom get that bag, I said, oh, yeah.
And
Snickers and things
like
that.
Three Musketeers.
But dots, I don't know why. Dots. That's just always been a candy I've loved.
Really?
Yeah, so I've already started my dot season.
See, what I thought
it'll be over quickly.
And I thought you were talking, when you first told me about dots a few years ago, I thought you were talking about the kind of the paper.
Oh, yeah, no.
No. I like those.
I used to love those as a kid.
I used to eat the paper.
Oh. I bet your mother loved that. Sure, she couldn't get that stuff away from you fast enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure. Did you watch the debate last night?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Again, it was a train wreck for me, and after about a minute and a half, I had to change the channel.
Oh, I watched the whole thing.
I tried
cover
to go back.
Cover to cover, I watched the whole thing.
I just don't have it in me. I try. We want to be good participatory, citizens.
So I can't ask you who won or who lost because you just didn't stay with it.
I could not stay with it. The format for this debate, for some reason, makes it seem scripted. Well, the fact that there's such a clock and that they always want to go over and points don't get finished.
Oh, we were watching the clock on both of them. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, the clock. First of all,
they can't keep it within the clock.
Well, they're watching the clock that has like red warnings and flashes and stuff.
It's very distracting.
And then the clock is finished. It's done. It's off. It's gone.
They're still talking.
And they're talking. And I'm like, okay, he's 20 over. He's 30 over. He's a minute over.
So you're not paying attention to what they're saying because you're so concerned about the time element and that they're going over and it starts to get a little heated and testy. And then it's very uncomfortable to watch.
Let's talk about specifics.
But I did see some elements, and I was watching the president on his part for some question.
Okay,
I don't remember
now. The president, I want to know who stood in for him in the first debate.
Well, sure. That's the question that everybody wants to know.
Which doppelganger was there?
But
does he have a double?
What? He was saying, seemed like he was reading the teleprompter. His reading was very metered. His speech was metered and pausing.
That's what Frank Caliendo says about President Obama. Here's the way he talks. He talks like
not
this.
Not in
okay.
a regular speech.
Yeah, he does. It's always this way. He goes, Dina, I want to talk about the clothes you're wearing today.
Right.
One, two, three.
But it seemed
4, 5, 6, 7.
Last night that it was very scripted, like they were reading in canned.
No, he's got the same talking points over and over.
Yeah, it didn't seem really good to me to watch.
They've got the same 30 or 40 things they talk about. That's what they talk about. They're not going to change.
Doesn't help me make up my mind or make any decisions about voting, though.
I know. Well, so. I was tickled to see the president show up.
Yes, right. Who isn't? I mean, I think
it was kind of neat.
It's
know?
Good when the president
when
shows
he
up.
Let when he now on to be fair, and I hate being fair because I'm torn about this like crazy.
Sure.
I've never been more torn about an election in my life.
I never feel like I have a clear choice in any election.
All right. I don't dislike either of them intensely.
Right.
I don't love either one of them. Mm-hmm. I'm not rah-rah. They talk about, you know, who's the undecided voter? Maybe you haven't been paying attention. You know, you've seen the spoof on Saturday Night
sure.
Live. You know, is there an election? Who exactly is running? You know, that kind. I'm not that guy, but I'm just, I don't get it. I don't see the... There's no win. Like, for example, my friend, the business guy, is like, well, if you want business to get better, you better vote for Romney.
Mm.
Because Obama is definitely not the businessman. He's right. And then I look at that and I think, okay, but there's stuff about Obama that he hasn't had a lot of time. They keep saying, well, you've had 4 years. He's had
not
a year
really.
Or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this lie. They talk about you had a mandate. You had a mandate. You had like a complete Congress or whatever. If you do the actual math on it, I think he had like a month or two months
yeah.
where it was, yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't find a job in a month. He's going to fix the country.
Sure. You know? I haven't had one in 4 years.
Yeah, right.
And speaking of jobs, right? How are we, you know, who's
yeah.
really going to be the better option for creating
well,
more
jobs? Well,
logic
tells me it's Romney.
Mm, really?
Logic tells me Romney. Yeah. But I see your face.
I know. I just don't know. I mean, I can't. I don't see that.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Well, because he's the businessman. But then I get that they start talking foreign policy, and my wife Bunny says, well, you know, watch Romney's hemming and hawing. I said, because that's not his strong
right.
suit.
Right. He doesn't know that. But then again, I'm not sure that President Obama knew that coming into the job
mm-hmm.
either. Does
right.
It, does
right.
any new president really know foreign policy until you get into the office? I could argue no.
Best part of the whole debate
yeah.
was where Romney and Obama get into it about the Libyan thing.
Uh-huh.
And Romney accuses Obama of coming out the next day and not saying he said it was, you know, it was all about this movie, the YouTube movie and all that. It wasn't a terrorist attack. And Obama did, in fact, say an act of terror.
Mm.
He delineated an act of terror. And so they get into it. And then Candy Crowley, they were all over her for even butting in on this and saying, well, yeah, that's what he said. And it was, but it was the
I
first
read
time.
About that this morning.
It
in
was the
comments.
First time Obama, to his credit, I mean, you know, whether I vote for him or not, Obama, to his credit, was the first time I saw him stand up and go, I'm the damn president.
Yeah.
Look, dude, I'm the president. I went to the caskets. I handled the bodies. And there's nothing funny about this in the
right.
least.
No.
But I loved watching him be presidential.
That's it.
Because all I've seen so far was Romney saying, well, let me explain something to you. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, really? I don't know. I'll be happy when the election's over. Maybe we can get back to the business of the country.
Well, I'll tell you what. Everybody running is horrible.
Yes.
All these people are terrible. Do you know that
you mean for the local things? Or
no. Our Senate races and our. Do you know that they've all they punch people and they kick them and they don't believe in this and they're gonna shut down the schools and they're terrible people. All
the local elections.
Horrible people.
Always like this.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did
I don't
you
know
see
how
that?
It's gotten this way.
What's his name? Jeff Flake is trying. He's trying to tear down the Grand Canyon.
Listen,
he wants to blow up the Grand Canyon.
Did you see that?
And Carmona shows up in the middle of the night at the teacher's place.
Listen.
Whatever that lady
yeah,
was.
Richard
it.
Carmona.
Yeah.
You know, if you've gone, I actually went to his website.
Right.
To look and see what I needed to know about him.
And Vernon Parker's trying to beat up little girls.
When you look at Richard Carmona's website, this guy is a rock star.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
he's been a, you know, yeah. Surgeon General.
Yeah, he's
and he's
guy.
Been a paramedic. And he's done
Horrible.
All of these things to serve our community and our
Horrible
state.
Person.
And then, and Jeff Flake was the guy that some opponent was running ads about him with the audio clip. Yeah, so I lied.
Uh-huh.
Because he had basically campaigned on putting in term limits.
That was Will
And then
Cardin.
He voted against
that
it.
That was Will Cardin in the primary who was trying to you know, throw
Discredit
the mud on him. And
Jeff
the thing
Flake.
Is,
yeah.
now you've got, and this happened in both parties, now you've got a candidate who's been pretty much run through the dirt.
Yes.
But then you got to turn around and go, no, he's a great guy. You're going to love him. You know?
Never works. Don't buy into
it. It works for somebody.
Well.
Do you know, by the way, they have surveys. Did you know that 90% of
statistics. Survey says.
90% of statistics are made up. Seriously.
Okay.
But they have surveys that say that women buy into this stuff more than guys.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The mudslinging?
Yeah, that they pay attention to it. Yeah. Mm.
I don't even know what conclusion to draw from.
You're
that.
A woman,
but if there's a clip of a politician running for an important office,
yeah.
and the clip is "So I lied," I'm not feeling real good about voting for that candidate. So I lied. Really? That's the best you can come up with? So I lied.
Okay.
Thank you very much for playing our game.
You know what? I just realized
we've
been podcasting for the last 25 years. If you're still here, we love you.
Love you, and thanks. And look for us on Facebook, Big
totally.
Shoe Stew and Dina Fox.
Mm-hmm. And I'm at Big Shoe Stew on Twitter. Drop us a note, send up a flare, whatever. We'd love to hear from you.